Bahraini doctors and nurses convicted of conspiring against the government are set to begin their jail sentences. They're due to launch an appeal. The 20 medics maintain that their only crime was to treat wounded protesters. Some of them will serve up to 15 years in jail. The UN Human Rights Office has questioned the fairness of the sentences issued by Bahrain's military-run National Safety Court, but the country's government insists the medics actively supported opposition protesters. Well, on Saturday, a government spokesman told Al Jazeera that footage showed political rallies within the hospital grounds calling for the overthrow of the regime. He added that nurses were told to go on strike to overthrow the regime. The actions, he said, were an attempted coup d'etat. Well, joining us now is husband and wife, Dr. Ghassan Daif and Dr. Zahra Al-Samak. They both work at Salmaniya Medical Complex in Manama for over 20 years until they were suspended in March. On Thursday, Dr. Ghassan received a 15-year sentence and Dr. Zahra received 5 years. And they're joining us now live via broadband from Manama. Thank you so very much for speaking to Al Jazeera. So you've been handed your respective sentences. Are you planning to appeal, and when are you going to be doing that?
Certainly, indeed. Our lawyers have already pledged an appeal, and the court have accepted that, and we have a scheduled date on the 23rd of October. But irrespective of that, we don't think that we will be subjected to a fair trial. Obviously, the sentences that we had from the military court was completely unjustified because of the evidences that our lawyers have put for the court. But in spite of this, the majority were sentenced for 15 years. Mm. And that was really completely unfair with all the evidences that we handled to the court, to the extent that the judge himself, he said enough is enough with the hearings of the witnesses that we brought into the court. We thought the sentences is going to be much less, and we thought that a lot of us will prove to be innocent, as a matter of fact, because none of the charges have actually were done by any of us. So some of these are,
Dr. Ghassan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to ask you, what sort of evidence is there really against you? And once you make this appeal, how are you planning on defending yourself once again?
Well, actually, they don't have any evidences. Their main evidence is a witness who was our torturer, actually. And he says his evidence is from his secret sources. So they don't really have any evidence. On the other hand, despite the fabricated charges, we have so many witnesses, so many documents, which proves that we are innocent and we didn't do any of these fabricated crimes, and we were only doing our jobs. We were only helping patients and treating patients. Hmm.
So tell us about what's happening now at Salmaniya Hospital. You were both leading doctors at this medical complex. You know, what happens to your respective departments now? What happens in the way the hospital is run, since, you know, a number of doctors have now been sentenced?
Yeah, well, if you can screen the number of consultants, I would say, because the majority of the 20 convicted doctors are senior consultants at the hospital in respected departments, and the hospital at the moment is empty from senior consultants. Some of the departments, as a matter of fact, are run without consultants. So the hospital is running short of consultants in the majority of the vital departments. For example, the department which I belong to, myself, is sentenced for 15 years, and the other consultant, both of us are the only two consultants, has been suspended from work, and he is waiting his verdict on the 24th of October. So that means that our department, or the department that I work for, have no consultant whatsoever. That means the hospital lacking all the senior faculties that the government has spent hundreds of thousands of dinars in order to invest to produce such capable surgeons. Those doctors were trained abroad. mostly in Europe, in Canada, and in the States. And it took us a long period of time in order to create these capable doctors. So the hospital is running short of medical doctors, even though the hospital tried to recruit doctors from abroad. I don't think so far they were able, or they are able, to get respected doctors to come and practice in an institute like Salmaniya Hospital,
okay,
which is the main hospital in Bahrain. It is the main hospital which provides secondary and tertiary care.
Okay, Dr. Zahra, if I can ask you this last question, I know that you have three children. You know, what if this appeal against your sentence, you know, isn't favorable to you? What happens then? I mean, are you at all hopeful or optimistic about what's going to happen in the near future?
Well, if it was a fair trial from the beginning, I would be hopeful, but I don't think this appeal will do us any favor. I mean, from the start, the judge knows that we are husband and wife and we have three kids. And despite all the evidences we've submitted and the lawyers submitted on our innocence, despite that, he still sentenced me 5 years. And he knows my family will be lost, my children will be lost. I have a daughter who is final year in school, and she'll be going to university next year. I mean, her future will be lost if both of us are jailed. But actually, or to tell you the truth, I'm not hopeful for the coming appeal.
We hope that the international community put a lot of pressure on the government, especially this case of the medics have spread worldwide. Everybody speaks about our case. I mean, it's not only us that speak about ourselves. Everybody in the world is speaking about this case, and this case really deserves a lot of attention from the international community. And we urge all the international community to intervene in order to rescue these medics, in particular, who are proved to be innocent from all the documents that we have submitted, and our lawyers who work really, really hard in order to prove that we are innocent.
Okay, I thank you very much for speaking to us, Dr. Ghassan Daif and Dr. Zahra Al-Samak, joining us there live from Manama. And we are hoping to get a government reaction, a Bahraini government reaction on these sentences handed to these medics. Of course, we'll bring that to you as soon as we get it.